USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A top Justice Department lawyer said the agency is trying to find a legally available path to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census after President Trump tweeted that we are absolutely moving forward despite a Supreme Court ruling and public statements from the Justice and Commerce Departments to the contrary. The lawyer's statement represented a complete reversal of the government's position when officials said they would honor the High Court's ruling and begin printing census forms without the question. The president weighed in with this tweet, quote, the news reports about the Department of Commerce dropping the quest to put the citizenship question on the census is incorrect or, to state it differently, fake. President Trump said we're moving forward as we must because of the importance of the answer to this question. Shares open higher in Asia, tracking the ascent by major U.S. indexes to record highs. Listen to us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Las Vegas police have now confirmed that the department fired a veteran officer who froze in the hallway of a Las Vegas Strip hotel during the 2017 mass shooting as a gunman on the floor above opened fire on a country music festival. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department spokesman Officer Larry Hadfield confirmed that Officer Cordell Hedricks was fired on March 20th. Hadfield did not offer additional details or answer questions regarding an internal review of the actions of Hedricks and other officers during that evening. Police Union President Steve Gramas told the Associated Press in an email that Hendricks had been fired because of his actions during that mass shooting. Hendricks acknowledged in a police report that he was terrified with fear as the gunman above killed 58 people in the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. He wrote in the report, quote, I froze right there in the middle of the hall for how long I can't say. Police body camera video released by the department shows Hendricks in the stairwell for at least 15 minutes when the video clip ends. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Even Alaska is now experiencing record high temperatures over the next few days as a massive heat dome parks right over the region. The unusual heat wave is expected to bring temperatures of 87 degrees or higher over the next 5 days. Temperatures could match or break the all-time high temperature set at Anchorage International Airport of 85 degrees back in June of 1969. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill into law that would protect citizens against racial discrimination based on their natural hairstyles, the first statewide law of its kind in the country. The Creating a Respectful and Open Workplace for Natural Hair Act, or the Crown Act, it updates the state's anti-discrimination law so that the term race includes traits historically associated with race. She said, in California, we celebrate the contributions of everyone, no matter where they are from, who they love, what language they speak, and thanks to Senator Mitchell, no matter how they choose to wear their hair. Legislators acknowledged in the measure's text that society has subjected certain features equated with blackness to unequal treatment. California's new measure is the first statewide ban on natural hair discrimination in the country. The New York City Commission on Human Rights passed similar protections in February, classifying restrictions on natural hair in workplaces, schools, and public places as racial discrimination. Mitchell said that the Crown Act is about inclusion, pride, and choice. Happy 4th of July from USA Radio News. I'm John Hunt.